Before reciting the prayer, there is a meditation that one should perform before reciting the prayer, to actually meditate that Lord Nrisimhadev, the Lord of 33 million demigods, is seated on a golden throne. Nrisimhadev's mouth is wide open. He has a gaping mouth. He has three eyes, and Bhagavan Nrisimha is as radiant as the autumn moon. Lakshmi Devi is sitting on his left side, embracing him. And Nrisimha's form is a shelter of all opulences, both material and spiritual. Nrisimhadev is displaying four beautiful soft arms. He's decorated with golden earrings. His powerful, beautiful chest is resplendent like a lotus flower. His arms are decorated with jewel-studded bangles. Bhagavan Nrisimha is dressed in a spotless yellow-gold garment that shimmers like molten gold. Nrisimhadev is the original cause of existence beyond the mundane world, beyond the demigods like Indra. Nrisimhadev is bedecked with blazingly effulgent ruby necklace. Nrisimha's feet, 2 feet, are very attractive, and he has various weapons in his forearms, conch, disc, club, etc. Garuda is standing nearby, reverentially offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. This form of Lord Nrisimhadev sitting on a golden throne should be pictured sitting on that golden throne, embraced by Lakshmi on his left and looking so beautiful, and being offered prayers by Garuda. Should see him, that this golden throne is sitting upon a lotus, which is situated within one's heart. Now the prayer begins. Prahlad Uvacha. Swarit kamala samvasam kritva tu kavacham patet. Nrisimho me shira patu loka raksharta sambhavaha sarvagopi stambhavasaha phalam me rakshatu dvanim Nrisimho me drisho patu soma suryagni lochanaha smritam me patuni hari muni varya stuti priyaha nasam me simha nashastu Mukam Lakshmi Mukapriyaha Sarva Vidyaripa Patu Nrisimho Rasanam Mama Vaktram Patvindavaranam Sada Pralara Vanditaha Nrisimha Patume Kantam Skando Bhubrid Anantakrit Divyastra Shabita Bhuja Nrisimha Patume Bhujo Karo Me Devavarado Nrisimha patu sarvataha, ridiyam yogi sadhyascha, nivasam patu me hari, madhyam patu haranyaksha, vaksha kukshi vidaranaha, nabhim me patu nihari, sunabhi brahma samstutaha, brahmanda kotiya katyam, yasyaso patu me katim, guyam me patu guyanam, Mantranam guyarupadrik Uru manubhava patu janani nararupadrik Jange patudara bhara Harta yoso nrikesari Surarajya pradapatu pado me niharishvaraha Sahasra shirsha purushaha pato me savashastanam Manogra Purvatakpatu Mahaviragra Jognataha Mahavishnur Dakshinetu Mahajwalastu Nairutaha Paschime Patasarvesho Dishime Sarvato Mukaha Nrisimha Padava Yavyam Somyam Bushnavigraha Ishanyam padabhadrome sarva mangaladayakaha samsara bayatak patu mrityor Nrikeshwari idam nishringa kavacham pralada mukhamanditam bhakti manye pate nityam sarva papai mramuchate. And that's the end of the prayer. Now the Shruti fall. Puchavandanavanloke dhirgayur upajayate yam yam kamayate kamam tam tam prapnot yasamshayam. One can attain wealth, sons, and long life, whatever one desires in this world, without a doubt, by chanting this prayer. Sarvatra jayam apnoti, sarvatra vijayi bhavet, bhumyantariksha divyanam grahanam vinivaranam. He who desires victory becomes victorious and conquers all directions. He wards off all inauspicious influences of all the planets, heavenly and earthly and lower. Vrishchik koraga sambhuta vishaparanam param brahma rakshasa yakshanam durotsananakaranam. This prayer is the supreme remedy for the poisonous effects of serpents and scorpions, and brahma rakshas, ghosts and yakshas are driven far away. Muje wa talapatre wa kavacham likitam shubham karmule dritam yena siddheyu karma siddhaya. One can write this most auspicious prayer on his arm or inscribe it on a palm leaf and attach it to his wrist as a kavacha, and all his activities will become perfect. Devasura manushyeshu swam swam eva jayam labet ekasandhyam trisandhyam va yakpate niyato naraha. One who regularly chants this Nisringa Kavacha once or thrice a day becomes victorious among demigods, demons, or human beings. Sarva mangala mangalyam buktim muktim javindati Tochim Shati Sahasrani Patetsu Datmanam Drinam. One who with a purified heart recites this prayer 32,000 times attains the most auspicious of all auspicious things, and material enjoyment and liberation are already understood to be available to such a person. Kavachasyasya mantrasya mantra siddhi prajayate anena mantra jena kritva basmabir mantranam. This Kavacha mantra is the king of all mantras. One attains by it what would be attained by anointing oneself with ashes and chanting all other mantras. Tilakam vinyasid yastu tasya grahabhayam harit chivaram japamanastu dattam varyabhimantyacha. Marking one's body with tilak, taking achman and reciting this mantra three times, one will find that the fear of all inauspicious planets is removed. Prasayedyo naro mantram nishinha dhyanamacharit tasiroga pranashyanti yecha su kukshi sambhavaha. One who recites this mantra meditating upon Lord Nrisingadev has all of his diseases cured and curing, including those of the abdomen. Garjantam garjayantam nijabuja patalam spotayantam hatantam rupyantam tapayantam divibubi titijam shepayantam shipantam krantantam roshayantam dishidishi satatam samharantam barantam vikshantam purnayantam karanakarashatir divya simham namami. Lord Nrisingha roars loudly and causes others to roar. With his arms, Nrisingadev tears the demons asunder and kills them in this way. Bhagavan Nrisingha is always seeking out and tormenting the demoniac descendants of Diti on the earth and in the higher planets. He throws them down and scatters them. Nrisingadev cries with great anger as he destroys the demons in all directions. Yet, with his unlimited hands, Nrisingha sustains, protects, and nourishes the cosmic manifestation. Sarvatak panipadam tat sarvatoshi shiromakam. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Nrisingadev, who has assumed the form of a transcendental lion with hundreds of arms. Iti Shri Brahmanda Purane Praladoktam Shri Nishinga Kavacham Sampurnam. Thus ends the Nishinga Kavacha spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in the Brahmanda Purana. Nishinga Kavacha Ki Jai.